Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Slight chance for storms today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 83. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 59. Tonight, mainly clear skies. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Storms continue to roll through the state of Kansas during the summer heat at times as the company of Evergy announced that in northeast Kansas as of last night, there were a total of 431 power outages affecting more than 15,000 customers in the area. KSNT News reports that just in the city of Topeka alone, there were roughly 2,500 Evergy customers that were out of power as of last night, as Free State Electric was reporting more than 250 customers without power alone as well. Evergy has released a statement yesterday evening stating that the restoration times were unavailable due to the storm activity. In other news, the Kansas Department of Transportation says that the number of individuals signing up for the K-Tag system has been on the increase since the beginning of July, since the state went cashless at toll roads across the state. According to the Kansas Turnpike Authority, they say the transition has been smooth, with individuals being able to take advantage of not stopping and paying for their transportation in cash during their travels. Mid-America Network News.
Get ready for a night of nonstop laughs with the hilarious Mike Epps. Live on July 26th at First Council Resort and Casino.
I got a cousin. She's 700 pounds. She called me crying the other day. I said, what's wrong?
They snatching women in the neighborhood.
I said, what are you worried about?
Don't miss your chance to see Mike Epps up close and personal. Tickets available now at TicketStorm.com.
Me and LaQuisha went up.
Hurry, tickets are selling fast. That's TicketStorm.com.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you. The Kansas Highway Patrol is once again entering one of their cruisers into, quote, America's Best Looking Cruiser contest. That's a nationwide search for the best cruiser in the nation. As according to the American Association of State Troopers, they did release a statement with the beginning of the contest saying, quote, the contest began as a friendly competition between the state agencies and is proving to be a fun and engaging way to allow our state's community members to support and interact with law enforcement in a positive manner. KSNT News reports that as of last year, Kentucky State Police ended up taking first place, as the winner will be presented this year with the Best Looking Cruiser Award and featured with the AAST's America's Best Looking Cruiser 2024 wall calendar that will be available to purchase by the public. Voting is officially open and will continue until noon on July 29th, but you can go to the website to cast your ballot at surveymonkey.com. This year's photo that was submitted by the Kansas Highway Patrol shows the cruiser in front of a sunflower field and a bale of hay.
Don't risk finding out if your farm is underinsured when you have a loss. Insuring to the accurate value of your livestock, equipment, structures, and inventory is an important consideration when reviewing your insurance coverage. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect your farm or ranch with a tailored policy that combines various coverage into one convenient package. Let's discuss your need and keep your property values up to date at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Nebraska State Fair is just around the corner, and from now until the festivities at Foner Park begin, counties around the state are celebrating their own fairs. The Hall County and Adam County Fairs run through the end of the weekend, while the Buffalo County Fair runs from July 24th through July 29th. Ending on the 17th of July, the Howard County Fair in St. Paul is celebrating its unique fair format. The Howard County Fair is one of the only five in the state that has their FFA and 4-H exhibitions separately. Here's what FFA advisor Abby Haydenfeld had to say to KSNB Local 4.
These kids put in so many hours, like you wouldn't believe the hours these kids put in for their shows and the amount of care that they have for these animals. I know kids are out two, three, four, five times a day, every day, working with these animals and getting them ready for this time.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A fatality accident was reported near the Washington Republic County line early Tuesday afternoon, about 5 miles east of Cuba. The victim, 46-year-old Brian Dowling of Manhattan, was attempting to pass another vehicle on U.S. 36 and struck an oncoming semi driven by 71-year-old Wayne Thompson of Waterville, who was not reported injured. The accident around 12:30 Tuesday claimed Brian Dowling, who was pronounced dead after transport to the Washington County Hospital. Again, the truck driver, Wayne Thompson, was not reported injured. A Wymore man was found dead Monday morning shortly after 7:30 after a report of shots fired from an apartment in the 300 block of North 7th, where authorities had responded. Other occupants in the building were safely evacuated, and with no response, deputies went inside to find a 67-year-old male dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. He remains to be identified. Foul play is not suspected in the incident. A search warrant in Beatrice early Friday afternoon in the 1500 block of Market Street resulted in arrest of three people on drug charges. An ongoing investigation into distribution led to the search, with multiple drugs, paraphernalia, and a firearm seized. The arrests were 27-year-old Devin Svoboda, 33-year-old Ashley Onsorge, and 30-year-old Samantha Buchholz on various related charges. The annual Washington County Fair continues. Judging underway today, as well as the 4-H Horse Show, the Swine Show this evening. Thursday's the Sheep and Goat Show, as well as Bucket Calf and Beef Show. Thursday evening, Indian Hoop Dancers perform at 8, Ranch Rodeo is planned, and Emily Navarro performs live at 8:30. The fair continues through Saturday. KNDY will air pre-fair interviews Wednesday through Friday with 4-H Youth. Live reports from the grounds Thursday, Friday, and Saturday afternoons at the Washington County Fair. The annual Pawnee County Fair gets rolling with livestock weigh-in today. Thursday, judging begins. County Fair Parade is Thursday evening at 6 in Pawnee City, with a chicken barbecue to follow and farm family award presentations. The Pawnee County Fair continues through Saturday. Horse Show at the Marshall County Fair is Thursday, 9 to 5. Livestock weigh-in Friday afternoon. All 4-H and open class entries accepted Friday from 4 until 8 p.m. Activities continue through Tuesday at the Marshall County Fair in Blue Rapids. Advance voting begins today at county clerk's offices for the August primary, and advance ballots may be requested. Washington County Community Foundation recently announced an award of 10 grants, including $19,000 during the spring grant cycle. Recipients include the Haddam Community Club, KSDS, Clifton Public Library, Morrillville Community Center and Fire Department, Hanover Hospital and Public Library, USD 223, and the cities of Clifton and Morrillville. These were funded through the Washington County Opportunity Fund. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available on our website, KNDYradio.com, and our social media. Richard G. Beveridge, age 85, of Lincoln, passed away July 13th. A graveside service is planned Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Richard Beveridge. Ronald L. Holler, age 78, of Home, passed away July 13th. Funeral service Thursday at 1 at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville. Visitation Wednesday from noon until 8. Family visitation Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Ron Holler. Norlene M. Cornett, age 101, of Barnston, passed away Thursday. A visitation is planned this Wednesday, which is her birth date, 1 until 8 p.m., with family greeting friends from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral in Wymore, with a memorial service Thursday at 4 p.m. at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Norlene Cornett. Janetta Frericks, age 93, of Blue Springs, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Fox Funeral Home, Beatrice. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Janetta Frericks. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swedish meatballs, egg noodles, green beans, and cinnamon applesauce. Tomorrow, teeter tot casserole, a muffin, beets, and pineapple. KNDY News time is 7:14.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Marysville Chamber and Main Street invite all to discover downtown Marysville this Thursday evening from 5 p.m. until 7:30. Shop the exceptional downtown merchants all evening and take tours of the second and third stories of commercial properties along Broadway, including the historic Kester Block and Old Masonic Lodge. At 6:30 p.m., join in a ribbon cutting at 916 Broadway for Bolton and Westbrook offices, all leading up to the final Marshall County Community Band concert in the beautiful Kester House Gardens. Discover what makes downtown Marysville shine this Thursday evening from 5 p.m. until 7:30 with this final Discover Downtown event brought to you by Marysville Chamber and Main Street.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny early on today, then a slight chance for some scattered showers with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Staying sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Staying sunny throughout the day on Friday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. Then some showers and thunderstorms are likely into Friday night. Mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Showers and thunderstorms still possible throughout the day on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms still continue into Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Staying a bit cooler as we head into Sunday, some showers and thunderstorms likely, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid 70s and lower 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms possible throughout Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And some rain on Monday with our highs in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-July 91, record high on this date, 114. The average low 70, the record low 52. Sunset this evening, 8:51. Sunrise in the morning at 6:15. A mild 60 with sunshine this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 17th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
This is James Sleese, your Republican sheriff candidate for Marshall County. I stand for enforcing the law and building bridges with our community. I'm committed to transparency, accountability, and community engagement. We'll ensure that every voice is heard and every concern is addressed. I stand ready to lead our county into a brighter, safer future and will appreciate your vote on August 6th.
Vote for my dad, James Lease, August 6th.
This ad is sponsored by James Lease for Marshall County Sheriff.
There's Duran Duran, and there's Duran Dertrot. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. American League rallying for a win last night at the All-Star Game, courtesy of Jaron Duran of the Red Sox.
He smacks one to right, and it is way out of here. Jaron Duran, about 25 rows up, right center field, a two-run home run. And now the American League is on top. 5-3, a no-doubter that traveled 413 feet.
Durant into the home run trot in the fifth inning, and it would be the difference in the game. Durant named MVP, AL winning 5-3. The American League scoring the final five runs of the game after the National League had taken the lead on a three-run shot from Shohei Ohtani, the first Dodger to homer in the All-Star game since Mike Piazza in 1996. Paul Skeens pitched the first inning for the National League, and yes, he got to face Aaron Judge.
The at-bat only lasted one pitch, but what was it like facing Aaron Judge?
It was cool. Yeah, went right after him, and he kind of went right after me. He just missed that ball, but really cool. I know I'll get to face him again.
Judge swung at the first pitch, grounded to third for fielder's choice. American League gets the 5-3 win. They've won 10 of the last 11. Commissioner Rob Manfred admitting that while he likes the generic league uniforms at the All-Star game, MLB will have a conversation about the uniforms for next year. WNBA, the Liberty getting past the Connecticut Sun. Sabrina Ionescu with 30 points in the win. New York has won 21 of its 25 games. Jewel Lloyd with 30. Seattle beats the Sparks by 6. Asia Wilson had 28, but Las Vegas falls to the Sky. Angel Reese, another double-double, her 17th this season. Mercury topping the Mystics. USA men's basketball back on the court today. They match up with Serbia at noon Eastern. Things will be a little different in the SEC. The conference says it does not intend to punish for the horns down gesture.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh. Can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
What makes Tony's Meat Market in Marysville exceptional? It's you, the customer. The highest quality meat selection with prices that won't break the bank. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday and find yourself the perfect cut of beef, pork, or chicken for all your grilling summer needs. Special orders available, a drive-up window for your convenience, and a friend from the first visit. Swing by Tony's Meat Market on Highway 36 in Marysville and come see me, Tony, the meat man, and the rest of the crew and get your grilling party kicked off right.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. What do the markets have in store for an encore after Tuesday's trading saw the Dow soar 1.8% to a record close? The S&P 500 was up 0.6%. Its widespread rally led to its 38th all-time high this year. The NASDAQ was up 0.2%. American shoppers are still spending as retail sales in June were unchanged compared to May, according to the Commerce Department. That's despite slower sales at gas stations and auto dealerships, but it defied expert expectations of slowing sales. German sportswear giant Adidas now says a better-than-expected second quarter has it raising its yearly outlook to more than $1 billion in profits. Adidas points to strong sales of its Samba and Gazelle sneakers. And Elon Musk now says the headquarters of both SpaceX and his social network X will leave California and move to Texas. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Along with the new 2024 and 25 Chevy Silverado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2025 Chevy Trailblazer LT, new, priced under $30,000. They have a pair of 25 Chevy Trax LT, starting new under $25,000 at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Good Wednesday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we start up yet another new day of trade, an inch closer to the opening bell, let's first and foremost get you a quick recap of how things finished up yesterday across the commodities, as it was mostly mixed finish in the grains and the oilseeds. Corn and soybeans recovered well from Monday's slashing, but another day of volatility for wheat yesterday. We could probably see that continuing, especially with the better conditions and lower prices that we're seeing out of the Black Sea being sold in wheat. In the livestock, it was a mostly higher finish. August
August live cattle up 55 to 182.67. October up 72 to 184.52. Mostly higher for the feeder cattle as well, though the August contract dropped 15 cents down to 258.62. September and beyond, all green. September up 62 to 259.52. Leading the charge were the hogs yesterday. August lean hogs up 285 to 91.27. October to 72.20. That was 242 higher. Let's take a look through the overnight pre-trading session here for this Wednesday morning, as we are seeing a little bit of recovery in the wheat market. That includes Chicago Spring Kansas City wheat with a slight gain this morning. In fact, September Kansas City wheat currently trading up 9.25 through the overnight pre-trade session at 559.5. December to 576.5. That's up 9.5. Doesn't necessarily correlate with movement for the morning. However, might give us a little preview as to what traders are thinking today. September corn up 4.25 to $4 a bushel. December to 413. That's up 4.25 cents. And oats are sharply higher here through the overnight pre-trade session. September up 13.75 to 325.75. Soybeans this morning are also higher. August beans up to 1102. That's up 11.5 cents. September up 6.25 to 1044. August soy meal is down 90 at 334.50. However, that's not indicative of the remainder of it. September and beyond are all higher. And August soybean oil up 54 points at 47.24. Cotton is also on the winning track here today. December cotton up 94 points at 72.31. And lastly, we see a much weaker dollar. September down 48 at 103.48.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. An increase in woody vegetation in western Kansas has created more habitat for wood, or pack rats, and in turn increased their presence in and around homes. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts discusses wood rat nesting spots and how they developed their nickname.
They like to make nests either under rock crevices, or the more common way that people typically see them are these little brush pile looking sort of dome shaped structures that they build either at the base of a tree or up in a tree sometimes even. But they'll also build them under sheds or in cabinets. And we call those middens, and they're called pack rats by most people because they have this habit of going out and collecting things and bringing them back to their midden. And things that they like to collect might be food objects. They also might be shiny things. So they might actually steal things that we want and put them in their nest.
People often think poison will control a pack rat infestation like in other species, but Ricketts says this management technique may not be effective.
That habit of taking things back makes the poison baits a challenge to use, because if we don't use something like a paraffin bait block that we can fasten to an object, then a lot of times they will take those poison baits back to their midden. They won't eat a lethal dose. So it's really most effective if we can fasten those poison baits in a place where they have to eat what they want and can't take them back. The other challenge with that is when they take those poison baits back to their midden, and if they even did die, then we could be exposing pets and even children if that midden was to be taken apart to those poison baits, and we sure don't want to do that.
He explains how else homeowners can remove pack rats from their properties.
Traps are also a really good option that's accessible to many people. And really, the standard rat trap can be very effective, but we have to use it the right way. Wood rats are pretty strong, and so we need to fasten that trap down to something. Works really well to take like a 12-inch section of 2x4 and either wire the trap to that 2x4 or even run a screw through it and screw it down. Then the next step, after we get it in a place where the wood rats are coming, would be to pre-bait. We can bait this with a piece of fruit or a piece of bacon or peanut butter or something like that. And once the rats are coming and eating that every night, then we want to wire the bait to the trap trigger so that they can't take it away. So then we set the trap and they come along, and that's a good lethal trap.
That was Drew Ricketts, Kansas State University wildlife specialist, with information on how to handle pack rats. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Everybody knows you should put ice on an injured muscle or joint, right? But everybody might be wrong. A look at some new recommendations today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 17th, the 199th day of the year. Actress Phyllis Diller was born on this day, and in 1955, Disneyland theme park opened in Anaheim, California. If you strain a muscle or twist an ankle this summer, it's a good bet someone will suggest putting an ice pack on it. And while it will certainly provide temporary pain relief, the practice is getting a second look by rehab experts. It turns out that inflammation is a necessary step in the healing process. It's initiated by our immune system to heal damaged tissue and muscle. Icing a wound may not only short-circuit that process, but it can restrict blood flow and damage healthy tissue. For minor aches and pains, ditching the ice pack may help shorten the overall recovery time. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 62 with sunshine, feels fine for mid-July. Middle 80s on the high side today, tomorrow, Friday. How about 80 on Saturday? Terrific weather for county fairs kicking off this week.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals are doing their part to try and make their stand during the All-Star Games this week, as Kansas City Royals shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. ended up coming on center stage and finishing runner-up in the Home Run Derby title. WIBW reports that the 24-year-old, originally from Coffeyville, Texas, had more than 20 home runs in the opening round, with another 17 in the second round to beat the Cleveland Guardians third baseman Jose Ramirez to advance to the finals of the competition. At the end of the day, though, he came up short with only 11 home runs for his 2 minutes and 27 pitches in the final round, with the final hit of the night going into deep left center field, leaving him just feet away from the title. Kansas City is back in action for their regular season games at Kauffman Stadium starting on Friday this week, as the Chicago White Sox head to town with first pitch on Friday night at 7 p.m. It's a 3-game series going through the weekend. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball Team opens zone play Wednesday evening, facing host Beloit at around 5:30. Following the Concordia-Larned matchup, Marysville is second seed in the four-team double elimination tournament.
This fair season, your friends at Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and KNDY want to send you to the Kansas State Fair. Stop by the KNDY booth at the Washington County Fair Thursday and Friday afternoons and the Marshall County Fair Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday afternoons to enter your chance at tickets for musical acts such as Wynonna Judd and Kimberly Perry, Riley Green, and the Oak Ridge Boys. Family packages, general admission tickets, and more will be given away to the largest gathering of Kansans since 1913, the Kansas State Fair, September 6th through the 15th. One entry per person, with winners announced Thursday, July 25th. Announcement to be made on air on Facebook and contacted. Stop by and say hi to your local station, KNDY, at both the Washington and Marshall County Fairs this year and win tickets to the Kansas State Fair. From Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and your country, KNDY, we'll see you out at the fair.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Washington County Fair, 150 years of country roots and cowboy boots. This year's fair runs July 16th through the 21st, with check-in of exhibits Tuesday, July 16th, beginning at 4:30. Open class entry till 6:30, 4-H till 8. Judging gets underway Wednesday with a ranch rodeo on Thursday evening at 8, along with Indian hoop dancers. Friday includes livestock judging, buyer's appreciation meal, and the livestock auction beginning at 7 p.m. A dodgeball tournament is planned with dueling pianos live on the tennis courts Friday night. Saturday, the Moto Rodeo is back. The annual fair parade downtown begins at 6. Games and a pedal pull will follow with the Travis Gibson Band live Saturday night. For information, go online to WashingtonCountyKSFair.com or their Facebook page. The Washington County Fair, July 16th through the 21st. 150 years of country roots and cowboy boots.
Let Dr. Phil Benz of the Animal Health Center in Washington keep your pets and herds healthy and thriving. They offer services such as vaccination, surgery, grooming, and boarding. The doctors also understand your herd is your livelihood. Call them for a herd health consultation to assist with nutrition and pasture management, vaccination and deworming protocols, reproductive strategies, and more. And don't forget your hardworking horses. The Animal Health Center has specific services for them as well. Animal Health Services in Washington, open Monday through Saturday. Call for an appointment today.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Stone Southside Service in Washington, Kansas offers competitive prices on tires with excellent customer service. Located on Highway 15 across from the co-op, Stone Southside Service also offers towing and light mechanical work for your vehicle, including brake jobs. Stone Southside Service also sells Green Mountain Grills. These grills feature wood pellets that enhance barbecue flavor. Stone Southside Service in Washington, Kansas, your source for great prices on tires, light mechanical work for your vehicle, and home of Green Mountain Grills. Give them a call at 785-325-2247.
KNDY.